not one of those times.
Just to show, because when I was talking about that girl and that song, Sour Patches, you know, I don't at all downplay the effort that people that aren't in the bands at the shows put into to see shows, too. It's a lot. It's, you know, coming out and paying $5 every other week is a lot more than I could do. You know, it happens like opposite ways too. Like, last, when was it? 13th? Here at this place, Grandizer played a show with the Aviary and Boss Man and Raymond Bright. And my friend Nat, he's in the green Spicer shirt, he came to that show. And he just moved here like the summer of 96. And I met him in my first grade class, and we were both goofy guys, and we got together and became friends, and just were seeing each other at school and stuff. And like, he got his license in May of this year.
Yeah,
May of this year. And he hasn't been to a whole lot of shows, like, period. And he took the initiative by himself on like many occasions to drive alone to a place he'd never been before. On May 31st, it was Laugh and Spit. And he came here on the 13th of July. He did it before too. Like, he came not knowing if he was gonna know anybody at the show, not knowing where the place was, he came out by himself. You know, it takes a lot of initiative. It takes a lot of balls to do something like that, where you're putting yourself in this whole new environment because you believe in it. And he was here on the 13th, drove by himself, and hooked up, Gary and him had seen each other before, so they were talking to each other. And, this guy, can I say his name? I don't think anybody gives a shit. It was Josh Zucker, Grandizer. Like, okay, Nat is here at this club, number one club, the Warehouse in the city. It's dark, it's really late, because the show's here start late. And the way things were, Nick Whittington and Lowell Yuckin are playing, and they're like, they do this computer music, it's like techno and stuff, and this techno music's playing, he's in a warehouse late at night in the middle of the city, and he made a joke about he was looking for them. What did you say?
He said, I didn't know this was a rave. I asked Gary why he didn't tell me that it was a rave. In front of Josh Zucker.
In front of Josh Zucker, and it was a warehouse late at night, with techno music.
Get it? Joke.
No, he's not like saying, I hate ravers, a bunch of fags. And I hate Grandizer and Bo Yutna and Nick Worthington. I'm making a joke. Joe Zucker standing around. What'd you say?
He was like, you need to open your mind up and you need to like experience new things. And I think he said some cuss words. Something like that.
Hey, you're a fucking loser.
Yeah, something
I'm
about
a fucking loser.
Fucking loser. And I didn't know if he was joking or not. But so, what do you think, Gary? Joking? No. Not joking.
He takes the initiative to come to a show where he doesn't, he heard the Raymond break and he hadn't heard any of the other bands. He comes out and late at night by himself, a place where he's not going to know anybody. He gets called a fucking loser because he tries to make a joke.
Try to make friends all the time. This next song is called Up, Up, Down, Left, Right. Right, BA start. My lyrics are personally about how my parents said music that I'm making is useless because I'm not making any money and they don't support me at all.
My lyrics in a song are about, they're about like free will and how you can't, you can't really say that you're using it, although you have to say that you have it. Because, no matter how bad, I might think that I'm doing, whatever the hell's going on, I have the power to, walk out, kick somebody, write a song, shoot myself. It doesn't matter. How many choices I have and how so many of them seem so far away from me. So many of them seem like I could never do that. It's sort of in my head as white bread, suburban Baltimore County, upper middle class kid that, like, if I dropped out of school, I would die. I don't like to say it that way in my head, but that's basically how it's been grained into my brain. It's been saying that if I drop out of school, I won't make any money and I'll die.
Goodbye.
People don't know a whole lot.
Die.
I don't know. I think a lot of people take what happens to you in school for granted, and how for certain people, it's, you know, I think there's a quote by Friedrich Nietzsche that's like, I am impassioned for independence. The smallest strings torture me worse than chains do for some man. And I think a lot of people are like that. A lot of people are tortured by the smallest strings because they're looking for independence. And when you see all these choices that you have that are so alien to you because you've been told they're not your choices, you know, you really have to think of what a wimp you are to be saying, like, you know, a lot of people are saying, like, free Mumia and fight hunger and all this shit, but what about fighting, like, the philosophy in our culture that's stated every day about what choices we can make and what choices are impossible for us to make?
Feel like something in life is slowly being stretched from you. There's nothing you can do to change it. It's just not what's happened. Yeah, 10 months ago, like, this is how I feel. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.